Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
067 The Fan. It's a Football Friday. Andy Behrens of Yahoo Sports will join us at 1 o'clock. He'll help us get some fantasy football questions answered. By the way, it's National Sandwich Day today, Danny.
I want a sandwich.
Cold sandwich preferred for me over a warm sandwich most days. Today I'm in the mood for a warm sandwich. It's a chicken parm sub. I would like Mike Isabella's G sandwich.
I need the hell out of that.
May have had one at Nats Park before. I don't know.
I have the terrific. It is well worth it down the right field line. Just so damn good. The best part is that semolina roll. No, that's not true. The best part is the breading around the chicken. No, that's not true. The best part is the cheese or the delicious flavored chicken itself with the sauce on it.
The sauce.
Sauce.
Sauce is real good.
Sauce is terrific.
You can eat one cold sub for the rest of your life. Which type are you going with?
Just one?
Just one.
Not like from one place. You mean like a type of sub?
Correct.
I'm going with an Italian cold cut sub with like the oil and the vinegar and all the different toppings, the hot peppers, the sweet peppers, the different mix of the peppers, the keys, the variety of pepper to go along with all the delicious cured meats and cheeses. That's what I want.
Okay.
If I got to do one. He going to do one.
Now, I gave you the option of only a cold sub. Would you have gone with that sub if warm was also an option?
I think I love a warm sub. You're not getting me to be anti-warm sub
because
there's a huge variety
right
of warm
now,
sub.
You said you can only eat one type of sub for the rest of your days. I would go with either a chicken parm sub, or I might go with a buffalo chicken, like a hot sub, or a meatball sub. One of those three.
The functional utility of the cold sub, because let's say I'm only hungry for half a sub, which is very rare, but let's say that's the case.
When was that? I mean, when has that ever happened?
It's never actually happened to me once, but I hear people doing it. They have this thing called leftovers, which I've heard so much about. It's never happened to me. I clean plate club all the time. But let's say I can have my cold sub later. I'll take a good cold sub served cold in its natural state over my microwaving half a sub now. Am I eating a sub that was warm cold? You still get a good retention percentage, the original goodness of the hot sub cold, but it's not the same as the original state sub in its same state, if that makes any sense. A cold sub cold is better to me than a hot sub cold. Follow?
Yeah, one is executing its design and the other one isn't.
It's living its purpose. The other's like, it's actually pretty good cold. I don't need that.
That's like saying starting quarterback better to start a game than a backup quarterback.
You could still win with a backup quarterback, which you'd rather your starter.
I agree. I think you're stating the obvious, but I'll let you off the hook anyway. So your number one would still be the cold sub?
It'd be the Italian cold cut sub.
Okay. My number one, as I said, would be the hot sub. If you posed the question I posed to you back at me and said, cold sub, what's your one choice on National Sandwich Day?
One seed cold sub.
You're going to hate it, but I'm going to tell you anyway. It's a roast beef and provolone sub.
I don't hate that. Are you doing au jus?
I'm not.
Because you want bland.
Mayonnaise, salt, pepper, oregano kind of situation.
Horseradish involved anyway?
Oh, no. Just the meat, the cheese, some mayonnaise, some salt, some pepper.
Looking for some flavor in there.
Maybe
I'm trying
a little
to find
butter.
It. Butter?
Something like that. If not, some mayonnaise. Yeah.
Butter on your roast beef?
If not mayonnaise, then I would go with butter. But not both of those two things. So good.
Just trying to find the flavor element in there. Something to make it spicy.
Flavor. Meat, delicious. Cheese, delicious. Mayonnaise, pretty good on that sub.
Bland.
Salt and pepper provides flavor.
It's the former head of the refereeing and now consultant that doesn't take a stand, Dino Blandino. That's what that sub is. I wish you would take a stand, by the way.
Why do you think my sub is so Lauren Barrel bland?
That's a great poll.
Thank you.
You got no spice. You just got no seasoning on there. You're basically talking about the most pedestrian building block ingredients without like giving it the oomph. Where's the oomph?
I don't need oomph. I just need a delicious sub. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm just trying to eat something that's going to taste really good. And I've eaten many of them, and they always taste good. J.P. Finley coming up at 11:30 to talk Redskins. Dave Martinez, top of the hour. Press conference yesterday. What'd you think of the hire? We'll take your calls. All right, let's get to what a loss would mean. We already talked about what a Redskins win over Seattle would mean. More likely and realistically, they're not going to be able to beat a superior Seattle team down a bunch of players. If they lose then, fill in that blank at 800-636-1067. It depends on how they lose to me, Danny. If they lose and they just get blown out 34-7, assuming that they play with some effort and it's sloppy or they turn the ball over, Kirk Cousins is under siege and the offensive line's just not holding up and they have a bunch of false starts, then we're going to correctly come in here on Monday and harp on the fact that they're just not deep, that they're not good, and that this season is not going anywhere at 3-5 at that
yep.
point. If they lose a competitive game similarly to this past weekend against Dallas, if they lose a game comparable to the Cowboys game where they have a chance into the fourth quarter where it's one possession and they got the football at the end, to say that I'm going to be excited might be overstated.
You're not happy, but
I'm going to be impressed.
But you can see some positive.
I'm going to be really impressed by Jay Gruden and Kirk Cousins and everyone involved because there's no reason they should hang with the Seahawks. You can tell me this is loser talk incorrectly if you'd like to. You can tell me this is the big leagues and you got to find a way to win. You get paid too, TJ Clemmings. You only get paid because you have to because they need to have 53 guys on their roster. That's why you get paid. They should not beat Seattle. They should not play Seattle that close this weekend. The Seahawks at home should beat the Redskins by double-digit points going away. And if they don't, the Redskins in some way are going to be putting forth a commendable effort even in a loss.
Yeah, so I'll be able to take some positives out, but to me this would be the, hey guys, the math just doesn't work out on this. If they lose this game, it's a, at a certain point, I keep saying this, you've got to win one of these. You've got to take advantage and have Josh Doctson hold the football against Kansas City. I'm not furious at him anymore for not catching it, but at some point the, oh, we almost did, has to turn in the did. At some point the, well, we were competitive with them, at least that's nice. At a certain point, you got to do what the Nationals did and win your 98 games, not just, hey, we showed some flashes to go 500 in a division. So at some point, you got to take the next step. And this is a group now, we're in year three of this positive direction thing that Jay Gruden and company have engineered. And at a certain point, you've got to have positive steps. The excuses are already made. The reasons are already made. The injuries and everything else. This is just a, you could have a great second half of the season and you still don't get anything out of it because you dropped too many games here in this kind of mid part of your season. Four out of the last five, it would mean that they've lost. And the one win was by two against San Francisco. And they probably lose that game if Pierre Garçon's not called for an offensive pass interference penalty that Zach Brown engineered. You absolutely could have a five-loss stretch on the table with two more in play against Minnesota and the Saints before you get to the back end. It basically means that it's kind of washing away. This is Wilson. You're Tom Hanks on the raft, and it's slowly drifting away from you, the chance to have a meaningful year. People don't really want to hear the moral victories or, hey, they built something, and maybe they did. I mean, you and I can have that objective conversation. I think a lot of fans can, but keep in mind who the decision-makers are at Redskins Park. Keep in mind how all of this goes. If they're pissed off, like the angry fan in Section 415 that spent his hard-earned money just to watch them go 6-10 again, people get mad, and things happen when they get mad.
Yeah, they're angry. They're irritable. I don't think they're stupid. I don't think Bruce Allen, as much as I think he's a goose, and I don't think Dan Snyder watched that game and slammed their fists down if they lose by 13 and say, we should have had that game. They've got to be able to walk out to the practice field today and see more Redskins standing on the sideline than actually on the field. Nationals fans, where are you at? What did you think of the Dave Martinez introductory press conference? What did you think of yesterday's announcement that the Nats want a more analytically inclined manager, which is what we took out of yesterday from Mike Rizzo? 800-636-1067 is the number. We'll get back into the Redskins at 11:30 on a Football Friday with J.P. Finley. But let's talk Nats and Dave Martinez's hiring next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.